Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are the second wide line. It's actually the widest. There are three size lines on this page. It's the second wide line, widest line, where it says Beis Shammai Omer Shabara. Right? Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Beis Shammai Omer Shabara. Beis Shammai said the brach is Bara Maor Ha'ish. And Beis Hillel said, "Bori ma'ori ha'ish." So, Amar Rava, "Bibara kuli amalo pligi de bara mashma." No question about it. That bara means past tense. Hashem created, right? And therefore, ki pligi b'bore. The only question: what does the word "bore" mean? Beis Shammai savri bore de asid lemivra. Bore means it'll created in the future, and therefore you don't make a bracha like that on something you've already done. Bore nami debara mashma. Bore also implies the past. The question is, if that's true, the Ritva says, what about bore prehaits? What does that mean? And what does Beis Shammai say about that bracha? Bore prehaits. If bore means the future, how can you make a bracha like that? Right? Huh? But he holds it means future tense. So that's a question. Right? So the Ritva says that when you make a bracha on fruit, or bore, when you make a bracha like bore priyat or bore minimzonos, what you're making a bracha is on the cycle of the seasons, and therefore it's not a stira, even if it's a future tense. It's a little difficult answer. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, yoter or uvori choshech, yoter horim uvori ruach, bore hashemayim vinotehem, which means everybody agrees that we're talking about Maisa Bereshit, which is past tense. So the question is, you're right. Ela Amar Yosef, Bibara Ubore Kuli Amalo Pligi Debara Mash. No. Everybody holds that Bara, Bore, it makes no difference. That all means past tense. All means past tense. Ki Pligi, what are they arguing about? Bimaor Umaore. You make a bracha, Maor Umaore. Beis Shammai Savri Chada Nahura Ika Benura. There's one candle, one light in a candle. Ubetil Savri, Tuva Nahura Ika Benura. There are many lights in the candle. As Rashi says, many lights, what does he say? Adoma, it's red. Lavana, it's white. Irakrakos, it has a greenish tinge to it. Many different colors. What are they really arguing about? Right? What are they arguing about? So the Gemara says what they're arguing about is when we make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos, which the reason we make that bracha on Matzah Shabbos is that's when fire was created. It was not created until after Shabbos, right? So are you making a bracha? You're remembering that one original source of fire? Then it should say Ma'ar. And Beis Hillel says, I'm not remembering this, that one specific, one event in history. It's the concept of fire. And the concept of fire is multi-purpose and multi-varied, and therefore you make the Ma'ar. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amru Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Harbim Ma'ar is Yesh Bar. A lot of fire in each fire. A lot of different colors, a lot of different things going on. How can you make a ma'or? Because Beis Shammai holds it goes back to that first day when fire was created. Okay, next. Ein mevarchin. Then the next thing we said was you don't make a bracha on a ner or besam of a goy. So bishlam a ner. I ain't saying you don't make a candle of a goy mishum delo shabbos because it was lit on Shabbos. Right? They lit the candle now on Shabbos. So how can you make a candle? El besam. I thought, what's wrong with besam? You go to your neighbor, the guy, and can I borrow some bazam to make avdala? What's the problem? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, hacha b'misvat avodei kochav maskinan. It's talking about it's a party, it's a goyish party. Ibn Eish stam misvat avodei kochavim la'avodei zarihi. Stam parties of goyim are avodei zara parties. That's the way it is. But wait a minute. So what does that mean? That means you can't use first the mission said two things. Number one, you can't use a nachwiz. And number two, you can't use Avodah Zarah. Now it's the same thing. What does Nachri mean? It means Avodah Zarah. So, Havad is probably Seifa. But the Seifa said, Ein Mavarchin Lola Nev Lola Vesavim Shal Avodah Zarah. Mechlal, Derech Shal Avodah Zarah Skinan. Right? Amar Chanina, Misura, Ma Tam Kamar. Right, it's giving the reason. Ma Tam, Ein Mavarchin Lola Nev Lola Vesavim Shal Akum. Nech Estam Misim Avodah Zarah Avodah Zarah. Why is it that you can't use a guys? Because chances are it's Avodah Zarah. Overwhelming chance. Therefore, it's not appropriate to use that for a mitzvah. Tanur Rabbanan, or Shabbat, if a candle rested, then mevarchin alav. Then you're allowed to make a bracha on it. B'shalosh shavas, but if it didn't rest, what does it mean it didn't rest? Somebody lit it now on Shabbos, right? Ein mevarchin alav. Can't use that for Avdallah. My lo shavas. What does that mean? It didn't rest. What does that mean? Einem lo shavas mimachmas malacha. If you want to tell me it means it didn't rest from any malacha, I feel a malacha that teira. Even if it was mutter halah, even if it was mutter malacha, for example, it's like a woman having a baby. You're allowed to be machal shav for such a woman, so otherwise it's a sakanas nefashas. So they have to light a candle. So can you use that candle now for Havdalah? No, Avera was done with it. However, it was lit on Shabbos. So can you use such a candle? Vatanya, or shalchaya, the candle of a midwife, vishalchola, or of a sick person. They lit a candle for a sick person, otherwise it was going to die. Mevarchin alav, you're allowed to make a brach on that? That's okay. Amar of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, my Shabbos, Sheshavas machmas malachas avera. Right, what it meant was it's for an avera. Right, it's an avera. Tanya nami hachi ashashis. If you had a lantern, shaisa dolekes v'olekes kol yom kulo, and it was lit the whole day, l'matzah Shabbos mevarchin aleha. Matzah Shabbos, you can light it. You can use it for a candle. In other words, it was lit, but wasn't lit on Shabbos. Next, Tanur Rabbanan, nachri shehidlik v'Yisrael. If a Jew, if a goy took a candle from a Jew, or v'Yisrael shehidlik minachri, or a Jew took a candle from a goy, mevarchin alav. You can make a bracha on that. That's okay. Nachri minachri ain mevarchin alav. But a nachri from one nachri to another nachri, you can't use that candle. Why not? Ma'ishna nachri minachri delo, mishun delo shavas. Obviously, the guy lit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then his neighbor, the other guy, came 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And now it's 6 o'clock and you want to use it for Avdallah. You can't do that. So then, Ihachi, if that's true, Yisrael minachri nami. Then a Yisrael from a goy nami. Holo shavas. Right? Also didn't rest.
That's considered a new fire.
Ah, so then it's considered a new fire by a goy also, no?
Yeah, but you said that he lit it on Shabbos.
So what?
But didn't rest.
So what? It's a new fire now. The Isser went away. Lay from it. And it's a different fire. And it was born now a brand new fire. Right? Look at the top Tosfos. Then we could ask the following question. Ihachi nachri me nachri nami. The same story is from one Nachri to another Nachri. In other words, if Nachri A lit the fire at Shabbos afternoon, and Nachri B went over there and took a fire from him,
Matzah
al Shabbos. Nothing wrong with it. So why is it a problem here? So Tosfos says we're going to give a different question. We're going to answer a different question. We're going to get to the same answer. Anyway, Ella Hadatanya, what about this one? Hamoti shall have us l'rishus harabim chayiv. If someone carries a fire on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Okay? How do you carry a fire on Shabbos? So look at Rashi. Hamotzi shall heves l'rishus harabim. Rashi says, it's like the fourth skinny line, b'Shabbos chayiv. U'makmina lo b'mesechus beitza. Kigon, the example is, d'shaifa l'cheres, mishcha, v'asli beinura. You have some kind of piece of pottery that you put in oil and you light it up. V'digacheles lecha, it's not a gacheles, elo shall heves, it's only a fire. The umishum cheres lo machayev deles beishiura. You're not chayev for the cheres; it's too small. So only thing you chayev for is carrying a fire. Am I chayev? Back into the Gemara. Why are you chayev? Masha akar lo hinyach, ma hinyach lo akar. What you picked up, you didn't put down. What you put down, you didn't pick up, because the fire always changes. So you're not even chayev. Why are you chayev for that? It's a different fire. El olam di sura nami isya. No. Really, there is an asr. Really, it is asr. V'chi kam mevarech, and when you make the bracha, atosefta. You're making a bracha on the extra part of the fire, the new part that you added on, that the Jew added on by lighting it from the goy. Ihachi nachri minachri nami. So then, one goy to another goy, same story. It's a new fire now. So the Gemara says, you're right. But gzeira mishum nachri rishon va'amud rishon. It's a gzeira because we don't want people to say, oh, you can go get a fire from him. That's okay. I saw the rabbi go to the goy and use a fire. Yeah, because it was nachri from a nachri. People are not going to realize that. So they're going to think, you can go to a guy, even on Shabbos, Amud Rishon, even when it was lit first at 2 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon. So because that might happen, we'd only take it from a guy at all.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. It's
for them.
Hmm?
They don't have it Isser.
Correct. But you can't use, that's exactly the Gemara's point. You can't use a fire that was lit on Shabbos, even if it was lit by someone who was allowed to do it. Although we did say at the top of the page that if it was for a chola, then it's okay.
But if you didn't tell him to do it.
Doesn't matter. It's not the kind of adult candle you should be using. It's not the kind of adult candle, so that's all. Did not do anything wrong. These people didn't do anything wrong. Doesn't make a difference. It's not the kind of candle you should be using for Abdullah. Tanur Rabbanan. You're walking outside the city. Vira or you see a light at this. You see some light in someone's window. Or maybe it's in the yard, whatever it is. Im rov nachrim ein mavarech. If rov are nachrim, you don't make a bracha. Im rov Yisrael mavarech. If rov of the town are Jews, you can make the bracha. Yeah. Yeah. So gufa kasha. Amarta im rov nachrim ein mavarech. What does rov nachrim mean? Ha mechzal mechza mavarech. What if it's 50-50? Right? What if it's 50-50? You make a bracha. V'chazar v'hadar, then it says, Tony, im rov Yisrael mavarech. Ha mechza mechza, ein mavarech. Which one is it?
It's walking after Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow you're in a place, you're at home, and you're walking by, and you see candles on the window. So
you don't know that it wasn't lit on Shabbos.
What? So that's exactly what he's saying. If rov of the town are Jews, we're going to answer your question in a minute. We're going to assume that it's a svek sveka, l'kula. You'll see in a minute. If most of the town is Jews, you can make the bracha. If most of the town is Goyim, you can't. You are having enough. Lit up the street for you. You don't have to do that. We're going to get to that. You don't have to do that. So the Ramban says, by the way, the Rif doesn't quote this halacha. And doesn't bring it down. And the Ramban says, it's very unusual this to ever happen. How do you have a town that's exactly 50-50? That's such a thing like that. Right, it's exactly 50-50.
We always had it 50.
Really? Everything?
A lot of times.
50-50, you know, so maybe those are all in Lambdas, in Svara. It's very, very hard, difficult. Go down the street, Lamaite, okay, what's this town? Is it 50%, 51%? It's a very difficult thing to have.
And even if it was, you
would
never
know. Right, exactly. Anyway, Bedinhu, Tafilu Mechzal. No, if it was Mechzal Mechzal, you can make a bracha. Why could you make a bracha? Why can't you make a bracha if it's 50-50? Says the Meiri, it's a svek sveka. Number one, maybe it's a Jew. And number two, even if it's a guy, maybe it was lit after Shabbos. Right? Svek sveka. Why say svek sveka l'chumra? Maybe it's a Jew. Right? I'm sorry, maybe it's a guy. And even if it's a Jew, it was lit on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So to say that, we're not going to say that. That a Jew lit on Shabbos, I'm not going to say that. Right? Where am I? The idea is Resha, Rov Nachrim, Tani Sefer, Rov Yisrael. And since it said Rov in the first case, for parallel sake, we keep it's true, but the inference does not work, and therefore, if it's next on Metzl, you would make a bracha. Next. What time are we stopping? 7:15? Tana Rabbanan. Hayimahalei Chutz Lekrach, if you're walking outside the city, V'rod Tinok, you see a child, V'avuka B'yadu, it's holding a candle.
We said you can't use a goy for a goy
bizarre,
right?
Right.
The one we said that it's 50% chance that it's
more than 50% chance that it's Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? 50% chance it's a Jew. So where's the other suffix? Did he even go lit it after Shabbos? So I mean, yeah, he just lit it. So how much of Avodah Zarah already? It's a good question. That's a very good question, actually.
Not every candle you light is for Avodah Zarah. That's why. No, but we don't normally allow you to use it, but not because of something.
Right, it's a good question.
In a regular case, we don't allow you to use a guy's candle for Avodah Zarah. Assume 50% of it, it's not a special.
No,
it's bad.
That's in the entire rule is in that one item. Going lighting candles. Here, there's a suffix if you look at the candle, there's a suffix of everything else, and add suffix upon suffix.
Right.
It may not have done it for Avodah Zarah, it may just did it, but
no.
No,
but we have a presumption that it is.
Because on that one specific case.
He's saying that by that case, you're positing that
you're using a one simple case, one gun. I'm trying to get light from one gun. So there's a possibility that he didn't.
Because it's just a suffix, we passed him a hachmir.
Exactly.
But in this case, it would be a svek sveka.
You're adding to the svek sveka.
He's saying the reason we don't use a guy's candle is because of suffix.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, I gotta look into that.
Okay.
Anyway, I have to ask a question. If you're walking outside, you see a child who's holding a candle in his hand.
So, Bodeg Achav, check him out. Im Yisrael hu mevarech. Im Nachri hu eino mevarech. If he's a good Jew, make a bracha. If he's a guy, you don't. So Gemara says, my ear yitinak, I feel a gadol nami. What do you need a child for? Why I'm never going to have a regular person? Amar Yehuda Marav Nahacha, but Samach L'Shkia Tzachama Tzkinan. It's right by Shkia time. So gadol, if an adult, Murra Milsa, Devadei Nachri, it's a guy. We don't assume that Jews don't light a candle on Shabbos. We don't assume that. Tinok, kids, Ema Yisrael, who is the Jew? It could be Nachri. Somehow he got hold of a fire. It could be Shabbos. It could be that you can't bring any. You know, kids are kids. So if you see a kid with a fire, you have to go check him out.
Is he walking after Shabbos? What's the problem?
What?
Is he an adult also after Shabbos?
No, so it was right at Shkia time. So in other words, the only way this candle was lit was on Shabbos.
Shkia
time? Yeah, right. Just said that.
Samach
l'Shkia tachama skinan. So an adult, if he's walking around like that, obviously it's not Jewish. Child, it could be Jewish. Kids are kids. Tana Rabbana, next. Hayalach l'tzakrachra, or he sees a light. Im ava kivshan, if it's coming up like a smokestack, like from an oven, mevarich alav. You can make a bracha on that. V'im lav, ein mevarich alav. If not, not. Now why? Tani chata, or shal kivshan mevarich alav. One brisa said you make a bracha on that. Tani idach ein mevarich alav. One brisa said you don't make a bracha on that. Lo kasha, tana kasha, haba tchila, haba sof. One's in the beginning of the fire, one's at the end of the fire. What does that mean? Says Rashi, bitchilas sreifas avonim, in the beginning, ein ha'or lo ha'ir. You don't light the light for light. What do you light it for? To maybe singe the stones or harden the stones. But so, after the stones are already nice and warm, good and hot, then Ruben Madlikin or Gadol Momaila, Limarak, Srefas Havanim, Umishtam Shinami La'ora. Now that I've done my purpose with the stones, now I'll enjoy the light a little bit. So then if it's later, in other words, maybe not the first time, it's not a brand new oven, it's an old oven, now it's for light. So you have to, then it would depend. Next, Tani Chada Or Shal Tanor V'Shal Kirayim Mevarchin Alav Tani Yedachem Mevarchin Alav. Same story, yes or no? Lo Kasha Habatchila Habasof. Next, Tani Chada Or Shal Beis Hakneset Shal Beis Hamedrash. Let's say you have a light in shul. Now, in the olden days, again, they used to light. There was no electricity, so in other words, the candle was lit after Shabbos. Obviously, it was lit after Shabbos, right? So now you walk into the shul, you're a few minutes late, it's about half mire of time, there's a candle in the shul. So, says the Gemara, one bride says, Mavarchin alav, but Tanya Yedek ain't Mavarchin alav. And one bride says, you cannot. Lo kasha, it's not a stira. Ha de'ika adam chashav, ha de'leka adam chashav. It depends. Is there a guest? Is there a scholar resident that Shabbos? Is there a chashav, a person there? If there is one, then what? Says Rashi, if there's an Adam Chashev in the room, you lit it to be mechaved the guy. He should sit in the dark. You didn't light it for light. Just stand for covet. You don't make a bracha then if there's a scholar residence there. That's Tosfos. The exact opposite. Just the opposite. If there's a Chashev, a guy there, then we'll light it. We'll look at the guy. If it's a regular Shabbos, okay, who needs the light? So exact opposite. Right? V'bayi same or another pshat. Ha v'ha d'ika adam chashav. Both cases are the adam chashav. V'lo kasha. Ha d'ika chazana. One case is, yes, you light you make a bracha. If there's a guy who like off the side of the shul, the room maybe for the chazan to sleep, then it's also a resident, so it's lighting it for himself, for light. Ha d'ika chazana. But if there is no such room like that, there is no one living there, you would not make a bracha, because it's not being lit for light, it's being lit for kavod. Kavod for the shul. It's a whole separate story. You don't make a bracha on any light lit for kavod.
If you have hanah from it, it doesn't make a difference.
Exactly. Because it wasn't lit for that reason. Or hava deka chazana. There is a room like that. Below kasha, still not a kasha. Ha deka siara. If there's a moon, then what do you need lights for? You can daven by the light of the moon. So why they light the room up? For kavod. So you don't make a bracha. Ha, there's no moon tonight. It's very cloudy. We can't see anything. So then we're lighting it for light. Tana Rabbanan. Ha yoshin beis ha-medrash v'yo olof neyem. If they bring light, if you're sitting in the beis ha-medrash and they bring light in front of you. So beis shamei omrim. Kol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Everybody makes their own bracha. U beis hillel omrim. Echad mevarech l'kulam.
one person makes a bracha for everybody, Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Berov Am Hadras Melech. One person making a bracha for everybody is better. Which is why most people's homes, only one person makes a bracha on Moroesh. Right? So most people. Why? Because it is Gemara. The question is, question you asked me a few days ago. So the truth is that the Rishon already asked this question.
Right, about why the Fetchim split it up in three and three.
No, they don't ask that one. They ask by Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, right? That we said that if they don't sit together, if they don't have Sebu together, right? Everyone has to make their own bracha. And you can't be Yotze with your friend's bracha. So why not? What does that Sebu make such a difference? After all, Barov HaHashas Melech. If they had saved together, and we had another Gemara that came back from the funeral, and they said, they were all upset. So what do you do here? We're all together. Should we make a bracha together? He writes pre a second time. Now that the Rav is gone, we don't know anything. Why not? What's going on here? Make a bracha together. Make one person make a bracha. Barov HaHashas Melech. By some we do it. By Nair we do it. So what's going on here? So there's two answers. He gives two answers here. The Rajba, he says, this is because that's just a normal way of eating. You don't, the way you used to eat with other people was you have to have a seder together. So if I'm sitting in my house and he's in his house, we'll make one bracha for both of us. That doesn't work. We're in different houses. Same thing. Not having a seder meant you're like a mamshak, a different house. Completely foreign from each other.
It is a brachas
anim. Bar Ish, what else is it? It's not a brachas mitzvah. The brachas mitzvah? No, it's not a mitzvah. You get that's why you have to put your fingernails next to it. We're gonna get to that gemara in 2 minutes.
So if you, but
you must get enough from it.
Why it was lit?
What?
You put it for a mitzvah.
What's the difference? Why it was lit?
Yeah, that's a good question. That why the matter why it was lit. Right. So the second answer that Rabbi Yonah.
By brachas nehenin, where do you find that by brachas nehenin is better if 10 people do, if 50 people, or you just from one person. Brachas nehenin.
Right. Good question. Okay, we'll have to look into this topic here. Rav HaHashas Melech. The second answer he gives that's just to finish up. So Ben Yonah says, because when it comes to a meal, that's normal. It's normal to sit together and eat. When it comes to Nair, it's not normal. It's an unusual type of thing. When they make a bracha on a candle, only once a year, only once a week, Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, since it's not so usual. The gathering together is enough. Where by a meal, you need more than that, because that's what's normal. The question is still better than the answer. Okay, we have to look into that. Next. Bishlam Beit Hillel, according to Beit Hillel at least, before she taima. He gave a reason. Ela Beit Shammai, my taima. What's his reason? He didn't even give a reason, Beit Shammai. He should, because he holds, Mebitl Beit Medrash. It's Bitl Torah. You hear that? It's Bitl Torah. What's Bitl Torah? I have to wait for his bracha? I'll make the bracha on Bor Mori Eish, and I can get back to my learning. What's your bracha? Right? If you hold one person makes a bracha, then I have to wait till he's ready, and I have to wait till he's ready, I have to wait till he's ready. Then we'll gather around, we're going to make a bracha. What to wait for? I'll make my own bracha, I'll go back to my learning. You hear this? Tanya Nami Hachi, Shal Beit Rabban Gamliel, Halohoi Omer Merape. In Rabban Gamliel's shul, yeshiva, they would not say Gesundheit. Why not? Based on Beit HaMedrash. Why? Bibnei Bittel Beit HaMedrash. Because of the Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Okay? Now, if you look, everyone has what's called the Gilyon HaShas. Everyone has the Gilyon HaShas? You see the Gilyon HaShas? Look at the Gilyon HaShas. You see the Gilyon HaShas where it says, V'ha B'pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar? You see those tiny little letters? What, do you see it? What? The Gilyon HaShas. Under the heading of Merape. You see it?
Yeah.
V'hu b'pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, perek nun beis. Miyom shenivru shemayim v'aretz, on the day that the heavens and the earth were created, lo haya adam chole, no one ever got sick. Ela im haya baderech, if he was on traveling, o bashuk, in the street, haya otesh, he would sneeze. Unishma so yoteis, and his soul would leave him. Minechira, from his nose. Ad sheba Yaakov Avinu, till Yaakov Avinu came along. Ubikesh rachamim, and he requested rachamim for Omer, and he said, Ribon kol olamim, al tikach nafshi mimeni, ad she'atav es bonai, ubnosai.
Let me have a chance to settle my affairs, my children, my daughters, my sons and daughters. Lafik b'netarlo. And Hashem agreed to that. Lafikach. Chayev adam lomar b'itishaso. Whenever someone sneezes, you should say, Chayim. Gesundheit. Life. Labriot. Something like that. Shenepa hamaves hazeh l'or. That this maves should be turned into a good thing. Shenemar itishasov tehel or. It's a pasuk in Iyov. It's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's a machlokes who he was. Some say he was a Tana, right? Some say he was even older than that. Old Sefer, right? It's not some old wives' tale that says this. I thought about it. This is probably, if this is true, it's probably the oldest custom in the world. It's probably the oldest custom in the world to say Gesundheit if someone sneezes, if this is true. I mean, not just so. Right. Why? Because it's the oldest custom in the world. Now, the non-Jews don't know why they're saying it. But we've all heard this before. Right? We thought it's who knows what. Right? It's very, very old. It's an extremely old source from an extremely old minhag. Like I said, it's probably can anyone think of an older minhag? I can't think of an older minhag. Right?
It's throughout the world.
Correct. Throughout the world. Interesting. What? By the way, just to tell you one thing, there is a Tosefta, Imesefta Shabbos, listen to this, Tosefta, it's in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, that says that the Chacham argued Rabbi Gamliel and held, you should not say Gizuntite when someone sneezes, outside the base, even outside the base of Medrash, because it's a Goyish custom, Darkei Amori. I don't think we really hold like that. I think most people do say Gizuntite. I do.
So
they argue on that. They argue on that. It's all a medrash. Pirkei Avos is a medrash. It's basically a medrash. It's not a halachic source. It's a medrashim. Okay. Next. Ein revarchin lo aner v'lo b'sam shal mesim. You don't make a bracha on the ner or b'sam of mesim. By the way, I read that inside because I wanted you to see it in print. It's my Pirkei Avos. I looked it up yesterday. I have a Pirkei Avos at home. I looked it up. Perek and Beis. It's all there. Exactly this text. It's all there. My timer. What's the reason why you can't make a ner? What's the reason why you can't make a ner or some of mesim? So ner lekavod hu davuda. Why do you light a candle for a mace? Because you need the light? That's not why. For kavod. Besamim laavuri reichu hu davide. What about besamim? You do it to remove the foul smell of a human body. If you would put a candle by day and by night, then you don't make a bracha. How about this? But if you're only going to put a candle for the guy at night, then why are you putting a candle there? During the day, I would have put a candle. You know why? He wasn't such a chash of a guy, this guy who died. I wouldn't put a candle. At night, I have to see where I'm going. If that's the case, then you would make a bracha on such a candle. Those cakes in the urinal. Want to make a besam on that? Don't do that. Or shemen ha'asoi lahavres hazuama deodorant ain mevarchin alav. You don't make a bracha on those smells. Why not? Because they're not appropriate. Remember the chalhecha lemecha avida lo mevarchin alayu. Whenever it wasn't made to smell, you don't make a bracha. Is that true? Meisvei hanichlas lechanusa shal bosem. Somebody walks into a store, a perfume store. Vareach reach, and he sits and he smells a smell. Afilu yoshes from kol yom kul ain mevarchin alav hamacha. You're there the whole day, you make one bracha when you walk in the morning. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze. You go in, you go out, you go in, you go out. You go right back and forth. Baruch al-kol pa'abakad. You make a bracha each and every time. V'hachad lav l'rechu davida v'kam avarech. They didn't make that. They didn't make it for you to smell. And yet you make a bracha. So you must say, of course they made it for you to smell. In, of course. L'recha namihu davida. They want you to smell it. Ki hechi din recho inchi. So people can smell it. V'nitz nuvin azavmin. Then they're going to buy. Exactly the point. Exactly what they're doing. They're getting you in there. How are they getting you in there? By making it smell nice. If somebody's outside the city, and he smells a smell, im rov ovdekachavim ein mevarich, im rov yisrael mevarich. It doesn't say over here the next almesa issue, right? If it's a majority of the town is Jews, you make the besamim. If not, not. Listen to this. Even if majority of the Jews are, you don't make a bracha. Why? Many women. Because the Jewish women, they burn incense. They're all into that stuff. So therefore, it's not even Jewish. It's not the Jews, but you can't make a bracha on that besamim. So where's Atu Kuluk Shafim Akatran? Every Jewish girl, woman, lights to Avodah Zarah? That can't be right. So Gemara says, no. Havale mi'uta l'chaf. No, there are a few out there that do that. There's a few women out there. Umiyuta nami l'gamritz akelim. And also, many there are amiyot that use the, perfume not to smell good, not to make a bracha, but for the gzunt to what's it called? To, you know, get the kelim, the clothing to smell nice. Therefore, ishtagach ruba de lav l'recha avid. What do you have now? You have a majority that's not for smelling. V'chal ruba de lav l'recha avid l'omavarech. And for a rov like that, you don't make a bracha. Amar b'chir bar abba amar b'yochana. Mahalech marish shabbatos b'tveria. If you on Erev Shabbos in Tveria, umata Shabbos in Tzipori, umata Shabbos in Tzipori, areach reach, and you smell, ain't no bracha, you don't make a bracha. Why? Neshe chazkatsu, ain't also el lagam abo tzakelim. Chances are they're only doing it to make the clothing smell nice. Put a rabbanon. Hay malach b'shuk shalakim. If you're in the goyish market, b'sratzel areach, and you want to smell what they're burning, hareiz echote. That's a sinner. Okay, don't worry. We're going to finish in 10 minutes, but we'll try. Ein mevarchin lo al aner al shiyoto. You can't make a bracha on a candle until you benefit from the light. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav lo yotzei yotzei mamish. You don't have to mamish benefit from the light. If somebody could get hana when they're close up, then you don't have to be close up. You don't have to have actual hana. It has to be you could get hana. So if I'm standing right in front of the candle, can I get hana? The answer is yes. Then I can make a bracha. I'm camp. I'm all the way in the back. You can make a bracha on that. They do that all the time. Why? Because someone in the front can get hana. That's all I need. It's all you need. V'chein amar Ravashi b'makom bracha b'shaninu. And Meisei, wait a minute. If someone's nair was in his shirt, or bepenis, some kind of other covering, or he sees the light, but he can't use it, or he benefits from the light, or he's benefiting it, but he can't see it, until you benefit and see it. Can't be used on the other side of the room. I understand how you're mishtarmish for a candle. Below ra shall have it, but you can't see it. You're in a corner. You're in an L shape. So I'm right behind the building, and he's the other side. So I already see the light. I get an offer, but I can't see it. Why? Because the building's blocking. But I get an offer because it's el ra shall have it. How could you ever see light and not have an offer? How's that possible? Lav, isn't it the Maracha? It's far away. And what do you see from here? That you can't make the bracha? No, if you go into Ami of Azla, it's dimming. It's talking about where it's dimming. That's where you can't be. You're not getting Hanah, even if you close up. But if somebody would get Hanah if they close up, then you can make the bracha even if you're far away. Turn our bottom. Gechalim lo chashos, dimming coals, bevarchan aleim. What's lo chashos?
Glowing.
I'm like, omamod, ain't a bracha. Dimming, you can't make a bracha. Hechi dami lo chashot, what lo chashot? Amar v'chizda, kol she'ilu machdes l'tochen kisein v'dolekes me'leo. If I would put a piece of wood next to it, would it catch fire? If it would catch fire, that's fine. Ibar lehu, omamot, dimming, this is with an aleph or an ayin. Tashma damar v'chizda, amar v'dimi, arazim lo omamuhu. The cedars didn't dim, begana lokim. So you see it with an ayin. Rav amar, yoso mamish. You have to have mamish hana. The kama, how much? Amar ula, k'desh yakeh ben isra l'pundyon. You should make a difference between an isra and a pundyon. Chizki amar, k'desh yakeh ben meluzma shal tveya, meluzma shal tzipori. Between the weight of tveya and the weight of tzipori. Now today we use our fingernails. You're supposed to look at the light. The fingernails will differentiate between the fingernail and your skin. Why the fingernails? It's all Kabbalistic things. Practically, it's to differentiate between the skin and your fingernail. When you can see that difference, you're getting hana, you make the bracha. People don't put their thumbs out. It's all different Kabbalistic things what they do. But that the ikkar is that you have to get enough from the light. We hold like Rava. You have to get enough from it. How much? How do you get hana? How do you measure that? By seeing the difference in your skin and your fingernail. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda Mavarech Adabe Adi Daila. He made a bracha in that house. Rava Mavarech Adabe Gurya Bar Chama. Rava made a bracha on the light of this guy's house. Abaye Mavarech Adabe Baravua. Of this guy's house. Am Yehuda Marav, ein machziwin ala or kederach shemachziwin ala mitzvos. You don't chase after light the way you chase after a mitzvah. Here it's a proof it's not a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, I don't have to drive around all day looking for thunder, looking for the rainstorms that make bracha. You don't have to do that. If it happens to come into your thing, you come, you have a candle, good. You don't have to go searching around. Now tefillin, you go searching for tefillin. See this, you go looking for that. You go looking for this, you don't have to do that. Have the same kind of thing at all. Amar Zera, Mereisha Madrana. I used to go searching. Kiva the Shemana Leila Rav, Yehuda, Amar Rav, Anamala Madrana. I don't go searching anymore. Ela eat Mikla Le Mimela Mivarchit. If I have one, very good. If not, I don't. Okay. By the way, the Ravid says that on Matzah Yom Kippur, you do have to go searching. It's a different kind of candle, different kind of bar mitzvah, totally different thing. And then you would, if Shabbos night, you don't have to, you don't have. Matzah Yom Kippur, maybe it's tied to a mitzvah. He says you do have to go searching for a light. No, even if it's not Shabbos. Yeah, yeah. Misha Achal. What's Misha Achal? If someone made a bracha and didn't bench. He didn't bench. Amar of Zvid, Vitamar of Dimi Bar Abaya, Abba, Machlokes, Bishachach. The Machlokes, what happened? So Bishamah said you have to go back to where you ate to bench. Bishil said, no, bench wherever you bench in the car. But you stopped at the rest side, you forgot to bench, now you're 100 miles away, bench now. Bishamah said, no, go back 100 miles. That's only by accident. Avon Bemazid, but if it's Bemazid, Divya call Yachs of Yorah. Everybody would agree you have to go back. Pshita, that obvious. Shachach Tanat, it says Shachach. No matter the table who I did not feel bemazed, really even bemazed, but he would say it's okay, just say it in the car. Why did it say b'shachach? We don't say that. If it's bemazed, but he would agree. Now Tanya, Amr lebeisel lebeishamai lebebrechem misha achal berosh abir v'shachach v'yarad v'lo birach yachzav yachzar lebosh abir v'yivarech. You have to go back up to the tower to bench. You have to go back up. So ask the Yoshua. Yeah, maybe you have to go back up. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Maybe you have to go back up. Because it can't be. Because if it's something that's going to be... If the worker doesn't have to go back up for because it's dangerous, it doesn't have to go back up. So it can't be you have to go back up. So Amr Lem Beisham Lem Basil, Lu Devechem, Misha Shachach Arniki, somebody forgot his money. Barosha Bira, Lo Yala V'Yitlana L'Kavad Atzmo, Hu Ol L'Kavad Shayim Lo Kolshkein? Right? If he forgot his wallet up there, he'd go back up. Right? So he doesn't have to go back up for benching. Says the Ben Yehuda, it's not a good comparison. Because if... I'm still benching. I'm not have to drive back 100 miles. Right? If I left my wallet on top of the tower, right? I have to go back up. I have to get my wallet. Here, I'm still benching. I'm just not benching on top of the tower. It's not the same comparison at all. It's not the same thing at all. So then you have the answer is, listen, someone's going to bring down the wallet. It's not going to stay up there forever. Someone's going to go get it. But anybody waits for that to happen? The answer is no. You're going to go back yourself. Not waiting for the other guy. Not waiting for the worker. Not waiting. Someone will find it, I'll go look on the internet, I'll find my wallet. That's not, no one's going to do that. They go back up and get it themselves. Oh, if you go back for your wallet, then you go back to Hashem. That's the kicker. It's a great vart, right? Hanu Tre Talmide. Now, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hanu Tre Talmide Chad Oved B'Shoge K'Bei Shammai V'Ishkach Arniki T'Dava. And he found, he did like B'Shammai, he found gold. How could wait a minute? Didn't we once say that if you hold like Rishama, you're Chayiv Misa? Now we're praising the guy. The guy got lucky. He found gold. Why are we praising him? So Rav Amram says, you see from here that we pass him like Rishama. Which we don't want to hold that, right? We don't want to do that. So the others say, the Ridvas says, no, we pass him like Bet Hillel. Over here, by the case where we criticize the guy, he went out of his way to hold like Rishama. You go out of your way to holy Bishamai?
Don't we have a problem where you lose out? Nobody loses out by going back.
Oh, so that's what he says. Here, what do you lose out by sitting up at the bench to say Kriya Shema? Because you're going to maybe put yourself into a sakana. What if there's no sakana? I'm lying down. I'm sitting up. I'm going to go lie down now to say Shema. You go out of your way to holy Bishamai? Well, even if it wasn't, you're not allowed to do it. Here, I'd go up for my wallet, wouldn't I? So how could he have a tie on him? The guy, listen, for my wallet I go up. Hashem, I'm not going to go up. You don't have to. But Hillel says you don't have to. The guy says I want to. For Hashem, I'll do it. For the wallet, I'll do it. For Hashem, I won't. That's not a problem. We praise you. And the guy got rewarded. Another guy bemazed, and he held like Beis Hillel. He got eaten by a lion. Rava Chana Havik Azel B'Sharyasa. Listen to this. He was in the traveling. Achal v'Ashli v'lo Berech. He ate and he forgot the bench. So Amar Hechi Evet. I Aminu Le'Anishtoi Levarech Amali Berech Kol Hecha Demarachas L'Rachmana B'Rachat. If I tell them I want to go back to bench, they're gonna say, "What are you being such a firmy for? You can hold like Beishamai, Beis Hillel, and bench right now, right?" So Mutav Rachmana the Aminu Lehu Anasa Yona Da'Dava. I'll tell them I left my gold pigeon over there, my heirloom. For that, they'll let me go back. To Dafa, they won't. The bench, they won't let me. But for that, they'll let me. So I'm a lohu. And actually, I want to bother everybody. The Ashuliyana the Dava. I left my golden thing over there. So Azal Uberich, he went there to the bench. And look at that. The Ashkafiyana the Dava. He found the golden thing over there. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's exactly the point. It's exactly the point. Because you go back for the wallet. We all would go back. So Hashem, you're not going to go back. So Mashna Yonah, why is he going to different? So why did he pick a Yonah? The Masli, he made up a lie anyway. The Masli, Knesset Yisrael, Yonah, it's compared. The Tziv, Kanfa Yonah, Nechba, Veketef, Avuseh, Briyakra, Kharot, Ma Yonah, Enin Yitzal, Ela, Bekanfa, or Yonah saved with its wings, Af Yisrael, Enin Yitzal, Ela, Mitzvahs, only with Mitzvahs. At Amosai, Kama Shir Ikol, how much does it take for the food to become dissolved? Amar Biyochanan, Kolzman, Sheinu Rav, as long as they're not hungry. Rishlakasham, Kolzman, Sheitzma, Nachman, Zachiloso, as long as you're thirsty from the meal. Amalei of Yemar Bar Shlemi Alav Zutra Amalei of Yemar Bar Shizvi Lamar Zutra Me Amar Rishlakish Haki the Rishlakish said I remember Rishlakish Amar Vami Amar Rishlakish Kamashir equal to the Halach Arba Mil the time it takes to walk 4 mil which is 72 minutes Lo Kasha Kamachilim Ruba Kamachilim Wadis Achilim Ruba it's 4 mil which is considered what we all eat a small thing that maybe was when you're thirsty. Balahem Yayin. No, we'll do 2 minutes more. Maybe we don't have a minion yet. Remember the Yisrael Afagav to Lo Shama Kula Bracha One. To mean to say that you have to wait for a kusa, you have to wait till you hear the whole bracha. So for a Jew, you don't have to. You can make a bracha on half a story. If you didn't hear the bracha, how can he be motzi you? Now the answer is, no, you didn't eat with them. You're passing by, you hear them say half a bracha, you heard the end of the bracha, you can make it amen. You didn't bench with them. You didn't eat with them. Amalei Reb Chiya Barei. Bri chatif ubarach. Child, you right away, you are the one who makes the bracha. Zachin amar v'huna l'rabba, bri chatif ubarach. You the one who should make the bracha. Remember, the mevarech adif, they're making the brachas better. We mind the ani amen, the answering amen. V'atanya, Rabbi Yossi, omer, gadol, ona, omen, yosem, and mevarech. The one who says amen is better than the one who makes the bracha. Amalei Rav Neraya, Shemayim, Kein Uteda, Sher Gulyarin Yardin, Umizgarin, B'mulchama. The first troops go down into the war. V'giborin Yardin, Umanatsim. Then the next troops come, and they're the ones who finish it off. In other words, the amen's are better. Tanya Tanahi, you write it to Machlokis Tanoyim. The Tanya, Echon Avarech, Bechadon Omen, Kishamashma, El Shamar and Lavarech, Yosem and Oma Omen. Some say that it's better to make the bracha than to make Omen. So it's a Machlokis, which one's better? Okay, 1 more minute and we'll stop. Barim, Shmuel, Mirath, Mal Anosam and Achat Tanoch Shalabes Rabin. What about making Omen, bracha of Omen? What about answering Omen after bracha of kids? Amalei, Achat, call Omen, Omen, Chutz Mitzanoch Shalabes Rabin. Then you make a bracha all the time, not with kids. Hol, with Slime, with Aswiz. It's only making the bracha to learn. That's not by Mafter. But if it's Mafter, you make the bracha. Then you can answer Amen. Tana Rabbanan. You know what? We'll stop here. A few more minutes, three more lines, and then we'll finish up tomorrow. Tomorrow night we're going to do the daf on 9:15 at night, Tuesday morning, and then again Tuesday night after Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur, and then we'll be up to date Thursday morning. Everybody have a good day.